Hi, everybody. How are we doing? Good. Good. Always nervous to do this, but in a good way. It's because it's about, like Mike was saying, the veterans, and we listen. We really want to do them justice. So I had the pleasure of working with Ron Runyon. Ron, can you wave? So Ron is just... I will just say, personally, from observing our conversation, just a gentle, really, really nice guy and easy to talk to. So it was just a real pleasure to sit down and listen to him talk about his life. You know, we talked about he served in the Marines. He served 12 months out of 13 in Vietnam. And we talked about everything from, you know, his upbringing. He was originally from Pennsylvania. Now he's calls Ohio home, of course, for many years. And his life, you know, he had a farm. He still has the farm, and has a beautiful wife, Jean, and five kids, some grandkids. So it was just a pleasure getting to know him in general. But I was really struck. It's the same. I've heard this before when I've sat down with veterans, because, you know, many veterans are very humble. They say, I don't have a lot to say, or, you know, much to say about what I did, or, you know, I don't have necessarily a story. But I think the story is more of the person, you know, who the person is and what they bring, you know, to their service, but also what they bring back home. So this one is called Things Happen for a Reason. And I used quite a few lines that Ron said verbatim, just about life and how, you know, sometimes you don't understand why things happen the way they did, but they all end up turning out in the end somehow, some way. So this one's called Things Happen for a Reason.